I'm Lizzie Swarbrick, and I research the art and architecture of Scottish medieval churches. This is an account of St. Mary on the Rock. The site on which you can now trace the lower parts of the Church of St. Mary on the Rock is reputed to be a religious site of significant antiquity. Although it's not clear precisely where, a church on or near the currently visible ruins was said to have been founded by King Constantine II, who died around 877. This church housed a community of Kellydei monks, or Culdees, an order which is thought to have come to Scotland from Ireland in the 9th century. This Celtic church was converted around 1248 into a college, the very first in Scotland, and dedicated to the Virgin Mary. Not all colleges in the Middle Ages were academic establishments, but instead were relatively large and rich foundations in which more than one priest conducted Mass and prayed for the souls of named persons. In the case of St. Mary on the Rock, the church was established as a chapel royal near the time of its collegiate foundation, and remained as such until a new chapel royal was founded in Stirling in 1501. From this long history and esteemed patronage, it's clear that this now rather unimpressive building was once one of the most important medieval churches in St. Andrews. The lower courses of the walls, which you can see, show that the church was cross-shaped, the ideal form for medieval churches. Now, scholars argue over the dates of the masonry, but most believe that the nave is older than that of the transepts and choir. A date of around the 12th century might be about right for the nave, although some say that it could be as early as the 10th century. The transepts and choir were most probably added when the church was converted into a college around 1248. You can also still see the base of the altar set in the middle of the east end. When this site was excavated by archaeologists, a number of interesting finds were made, and it became clear that this whole area was a burial ground, dating from the 9th century right up to the Reformation. A shaft of an early medieval Celtic cross, a 14th century grave slab, and other carved stones were all found in the vicinity. Some of these finds are displayed in the museum in the cathedral. Unfortunately for our understanding of medieval St. Andrews, the Church of St. Mary on the Rock was pulled down by reformers under the Earl of Argyll in 1559. A bit of imagination is needed when viewing this little church, often forgotten in the shadow of the great cathedral, but these ruined walls are the site of a fascinating, rich, and ancient site of great importance for St. Andrews in the Middle Ages.